Well, that's an important and a characteristic fact about both of them, and central to their moral vision. And it's interesting to think about. We're accustomed to thinking of morality in terms of certain right and wrong ways of acting. And therefore, to thinking of moral philosophy in part as devoted to speculating about or teaching us about rules for how to behave properly, teaching us what it means to have a kind of, as it were, guidebook that will guide us through understanding why it's right to do this or do that, why it's wrong to do this or that. So it's teaching us do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. We think of moral philosophy on the model of teaching us something that we might think of as a moral law. But here, in the philosophies of Plato and Aristotle, we're being invited to think of moral life as a skill and as a skill of character. Later thinkers show clearly the complexity that's involved in the meeting of these two different visions of moral philosophy. In Paul, for example, that is Paul in Christian writings, in Paul's letters to the young Christian churches, we find Paul contrasting the notion of what he takes to be the moral law with a new and interesting notion that he thinks comes through a life of faith in Jesus, in which he describes it as getting a new kind of soul or getting a new kind of character. And he contrasts Christian freedom with a certain vision of moral life under the law in ways that are exactly reminiscent of this kind of contrast between understanding morality as subservience to or following a certain kind of rule book or guidebook for how to live correctly and what to do and what not to do with having a certain state of character or a certain kind of set of dispositions. And later medieval thinkers, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim alike, are very exercised and concerned to show why these kinds of ways of thinking about the moral life are not incompatible. So here I think particularly of the great 12th century Jewish thinker Moses Maimonides, who in an important work of his on moral philosophy called simply the Eight Chapters, tries to show why the rabbinical view of moral law is not incompatible with the Aristotelian understanding of the moral life as a life of virtue. In the modern period, we've come to realize more and more the complexity of thinking of moral philosophy in relation to both of these notions, a notion that is inherited from early thinking and comes out in Kant in terms of notions of duty and right and wrong on the one hand, and on the other hand, a notion of moral life as a life of virtue that comes from Plato and Aristotle in the ways that I've just tried to explain. Let's go on now to think about another topic that arises out of thinking the notion of virtue. Recall that when we first talked about the concept of virtue in Plato, we thought about it not simply as a good quality, but as a good quality that enabled something to do well what it did insofar as it was what it was. Now that's, a complicated sentence, so let me say it slowly again. We thought about a virtue as a quality enabling something to do well qua being what it was. We express this fact, remember, by noting the link first in Plato and then in Aristotle between virtue and function, where that word function, the Greek word ergon, specifies not instrumental purpose so much as characteristic activity, that is, the kind of activity that something does insofar as it's being itself. And when I say that the notion of virtue for Plato and Aristotle is linked to that notion of function or characteristic activity, I'm asking you to realize that virtue is linked to being. Think about how that goes. Suppose I ask you whether being made out of copper is or isn't a virtue. I'll ask you that question. Is it a virtue to be made out of copper? Well, you have to say, there's no simple answer to that question. It depends. Obviously, being made out of copper is a virtue for a conductor, that is, for some wire that you want to conduct electricity. But it's not the case that being made out of copper is a virtue if what you have is an insulator.